Today's Tanya for the 10th day of Sivan in the beginning of Perek Gimel, chapter 3 of Shaarei Yichud Ve'Emuna. The number at the bottom of the page is 294. Perek Gimel. After these truths, after these words, concerning the non-existence of existence of creation and how it is totally dependent on the divine power that gives it life and gives it existence, is called maskil al davar. Anyone with intelligence is yovin la shudei, will understand clearly, thoroughly, ech shekol nivra v'yesh, how every created being, every substance who be'emes nechshav la'ayin v'efes mamish, is really nothing, total nothingness. Legabi keyachapeil veruach piv shebenifal hamahava ese tamid, relative to the force, the power that comes from God's breath, that is the existence behind the created being and gives it existence and takes it out of nothingness. Meitziyei ma'ayin mamish liyesh, brings it from a state of nothingness to a state of existence. What that means is that since all of existence relates to God, only God has this property, this nature of existing. Therefore, even when God gives existence to another, gives existence to creation, the existence remains God's property. Creation and the existence of creation is not of its own. The world, the created being, has no existence in its repertoire, in its potential, because it is truly nothing by itself, in its natural state. And therefore, even as it is created, it is being created. It is living, it is existing on a property, on a nature that belongs to God and not to it. So the truth is that the existence of the world is merely God's existence. And the fact that we don't see it, Uma shekol nivra v'nifal nirelonu liyeshu mamoshes, and the fact that every existent being appears to us as if it were a substantial existing thing, that it had existence of its own, zehu machma she'einonu masigin v'reyim v'einei bosor eskeyach Hashem v'ruach piv shebenivra. It's only because we don't understand or see with the physical eye the influence, the power of the Creator within the creation. Aval ilu nitna rishus la'ayin lireis ulahasig es hachayis v'ruchni shebechol nivra hashifeya b'memeitza pi Hashem v'ruach piv. But if permission were given to the eye to see and understand the life and the spiritual creative force that flows to every created being from God's mouth, so to speak, if we were granted permission to see that, then we would not see any physicalness, any existence to the created being at all. Because it is in fact the physical object, the existence, is in fact completely nullified and non-existent in the presence of its creator. Since without the influence, or let's call it interference, without the interference of the creative power that God gives in his creation, in the act of creating, this thing wouldn't exist at all. So since there is nothing here other than God's creative power, other than God, the properties that belong to God and not to creation, therefore even as creation exists, its existence is God. And it itself is nothing besides God. It would be nothing and null and void, just as it was before the creation. And it's only the spiritual power that flows to it from God that brings it into existence, takes it out of the state of nothingness, and makes it exist in Cain, Ephes, Belod, Be'emes. So the result is that even after it exists, there is truly nothing besides God. Nothing exists besides God. Existence itself is a godly property, not the property of the creation. In the Hayyim Yerim for the 10th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu HaZokein Ono V'Echod B'Hikonsel Yechidus. The Alter Rebbe answered to a person who had come into the Rebbe's room for Yechidus that B'nei Yisrael V'en Ongerufen Nezis. Jews are sometimes called candles, lamps. Aner is called from Keli, Psila, Shemen, V'Esh. A lamp is made up of a vessel, a wick, oil, and a flame. But the flame has to be brought to the wick. It has to be ignited. Undemolt idos meir, and only then does it give light. By dir is a guter ner. The Alter Rebbe said to this individual, "You have a good lamp, aber es felde der unzinde, but you're lacking the igniter, somebody to light the fire." In them even shall nefesh abahamis. If you strike sharply on the stone, which is your animal soul, geitareis anitzut esh, then you will get a spark. Velchetzint on them eshaliki, that can kindle the godly fire. By humbling, by diminishing the coarseness of the animal soul, we light a fire that is a godly fire, that inspires even the godly soul.